was recently asked by someone to drop someone off using his car, and the next morning on the way back I got into an accident, and the car owner wants me to fully cover the cost of repairing the damage to the vehicle, even though he has insurance. I actually consulted a judge from my shul who said that since I was only a shliach, I'm not responsible unless I was extremely negligent, drunk, which I was not. He went further on to say that even if I had borrowed the car for my own use, I would not be mechuyev to pay since he gave it to me to use. I was wondering if this is in accordance with Torah law and if you could provide the source in Shulchan Aruch if it is mentioned there. Thank you. Anonymous from the West Coast, USA. I mean, these kinds of questions I really can't answer because I have to hear the other side. And really it should be given before a Beis Din where they can hear all the testimony, witnesses, or whatever. But just in general, I'll give you some ideas that are pertinent here. If someone is a watchman, and he's watching somebody else's thing, so there are different levels of watchmen and different levels of responsibility. Someone who watches something for free, doesn't get paid for it, is only responsible if he's negligent. And doesn't have to be terrible negligence like you have over here being drunk, but he had to be negligent watch it in a way that normal people, less than what normal people would do and what's considered negligent. If he's negligent, he has to pay. A person who gets paid to watch is responsible to pay also for negligence and if the item is stolen or lost. And someone who borrows an object, he has to pay even if an accident happened. So if you borrowed the car, even for an accident, unless the car just died in normal usage, then even a person who's a borrower would be exempt. But if it's an accident that happened, like in your case, you would be required. But here you didn't borrow the car. You were given the car basically to use as a shliach, as an agent for the person who gave you the car, and you basically became a watchman over the car, and I assumed you weren't being paid to pick this person up. If you were, then the halacha would be differently. So you were a free watchman, and you're only required to pay if you were negligent, and your negligence caused the accident. Again, it doesn't have to be extreme negligence that would have caused the accident, and had you been careful and done things the way normal people would have done them, the accident would not have happened. That's what it seems like. Again, I would have to hear all of the details, and really it has to be in a Din Torah context to be able to really resolve this question. The laws of agents can be found in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Pei Beis, and after that, that's 182, and the laws of Shomer can be found also in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, 291 and following that.